Zarte, no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
Jerry Bader, Show 936. I want to read that, Jason, an email just before the news pointed out that the left is pushing another scientific myth. And that's the other thing they are very good at, is wrapping themselves in science and then abusing science. They're trying to make the case that vaping or use of e-cigarettes has become a gateway for young people to tobacco cigarettes, when in fact, the real evidence suggests they are vaping instead of using tobacco cigarettes. Why? Why do they have a problem with it just because to them it looks a little too much like a cigarette? Nick writes, I see the left being against vaping because it resembles smoking, just like any other form of political correctness. It's not what it actually is that matters. It's what it appears to be that matters. The truth never matters. If the left can redefine the truth in all forms, they can do whatever they want in society, be it right or wrong. But we all know they have no interest in what is right. I guess it's just another example. Yes, but marijuana is not a gateway drug. Now, here's a question. What do they think is more dangerous to public health? Legalize marijuana or legalize vaping? They are so incredibly arbitrary in their belief systems. That's what happens when there is no logic attached to what you believe. Which leads me to this one. And this is an unusual one, and I'm going to ask your thoughts on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There are a handful of issues over the years that I've gone back and forth on, that I have, as they say, vacillated. Can't make up my mind. One is term limits. I am currently pro-term limits. I have been pro-term limits. I have been anti-term limits. I have been pro-term limits. I'm currently pro-term limits. The death penalty. I bounced all over, but for the last 10, 15 years, I have favored the death penalty. Cell phone bans while driving. I have been on both sides of that issue. I have been on both sides of this issue, and I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure where I am right now. There is a race that has been flying largely under the radar as we approach the August 12th Tuesday primary. It is the Democratic primary for Attorney General. You have three wacko lefties who are vying to take on Brad Schimmel to succeed J.B. Van Hollen. We've had Brad Schimmel on the show, Waukesha County DA. He's not the staunchest of conservatives, in my opinion, but he would be a stronger attorney general than some conservatives claim. I have my issues with J.B. Van Hollen, but he wasn't awful. But I have my issues. Brad Schimmel, compared to any of these kooks, there isn't any comparison. You may have wanted a more conservative attorney general candidate than Brad Schimmel, but you didn't get one. So that's done. Right now you have three ultra-liberal nuts who are going to be more worried about keeping a Republican governor in check than they are law enforcement in Wisconsin. That would be their mission in life. I mean, one of them, Ismael Ozani, is the guy who would not charge any of the protesters in his home county of Dane County, where he's DA. They're all a bunch of far lefties. They disagreed on something, though, at a forum this week. That is whether OWI, first offense, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, is currently not a crime in Wisconsin. It's basically the same as a traffic violation. It's not a crime. There's been talk of making it at least a misdemeanor. Two of the three Democratic candidates don't like that idea. One, or actually I have that backwards. I'll just read it to you because I have that backwards. Jefferson County DA Susan Happ emphasized during a debate that all the Dem AG candidates are good progressives. We're all a bunch of whack job liberals, me providing subtitles. But she also disagreed with her competitors on criminalizing a first OWI offense. Both Representative John Richards and Dane County DA Ismael Ozani said they support the criminalization of the first offense OWIs to get drunk drivers off the road. But Happ said a criminal penalty on the first OWI isn't going to deter someone who isn't thinking straight in the first place. At a time that we're talking about massive incarceration rates and imprisonment, I don't think we need to add another criminal charge on the books, Happ said. Ozani countered that 60% of injuries that result from drunk driving crashes involve first-time offenders. That, combined with the fact that Wisconsin is the only state that treats the first offense as a civil violation, we are the only one where it's not at least a misdemeanor, is reason enough to get tougher on Wisconsin roadways. Drunk driving is like firing a loaded gun in a crowd, Ozani said. You may not hit someone, but if you do, you're almost certainly to cause great bodily harm or death. And it's time to start taking it seriously. Where does Schimmel weigh in on this? Well, back in January, I believe it was, he said he was skeptical of criminalizing first offense drunken driving. Then the next day, he admitted that he was arrested for OWI 24 years ago. Basically, he still seems to be uncommitted as to whether he supports or doesn't support criminalizing first offense OWI. I have gone back and forth on this because I do buy into the argument that you would clog the courts. But what sense does it make? I will tell you where I'm leaning right now, and I'm strongly leaning, that we criminalize first offense OWI. As for that it's not a deterrent. You almost get a free pass the first time. I think there are ways you could do this. I don't know, maybe it wouldn't be constitutional, but perhaps you could make first offense with a certain OWI. Suppose you're here's where I think I lean at this point that it should be a criminal offense. Let's face it. People drive under the influence every day. Some will go their entire lives without getting caught. They might be at 0.20, they might be at 0.25, they might be at 0.18. Should someone caught at 0.09, okay, let me put it this way. Should someone caught for the first time at 0.25 get the same free pass as someone at 0.08? Would it be constitutional to say first offense with a certain BAC? I don't know. And I don't necessarily say do something because everybody else is doing it, but all other 49 states do criminalize it under the first offense. I accept that drunk driving is a serious problem. What I have said all along is I think the penalty should be more severe for the BAC because it is possible to be marginal to that 0.08. But if you drink enough to get to 0.25, you know you're impaired. That's just a reality. I understand it's a complex argument, and I buy the argument about not wanting to clog the courts. But I'm not sure why it makes sense that some, because here's the thing. I thought about this morning. Remember when concealed carry was illegal in Wisconsin? You had situations where people were cited for concealed carrying a weapon but weren't charged with killing someone because it was ruled justifiable homicide. How can a homicide be justifiable with a gun you aren't supposed to have? Now, that's gone. That quandary is gone. This is kind of the reverse. You can be charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, but not be charged for not be criminally charged for being intoxicated. It doesn't make sense. I am willing to hear those in opposition because, as I said, I am not etched in stone in my opinion on this, and I have bounced around. A friend in law enforcement says over 0.10 should be a crime, 0.08 to 0.10 a forfeiture. If that's constitutional, I can live with that. Maybe you go a little even higher than 0.10. I don't know. But I think a free pass, or as I heard someone else on the radio say today, a mulligan for something like this, it's hard for me to say that makes sense. Wayne on the road. Wayne, hi, you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Back in 99, I was stopped for OWI, but I was 0.2, and I forfeited my license for 6 months and paid $800 in fines.
Wait a minute. What was your BAC?
0.02.
That's not a crime.
But
that's not even drunk driving.
But we're in Appleton. They said I ran a red light, and I argued I didn't run a red light, and whole bunch of this stuff.
Yeah, but there's no way, I'm telling you, Wayne, you could not possibly be charged because even today it's 0.08.
Right, but they got me for under the influence. That's so they got me under.
How? At 0.02, how could they possibly?
I argued that myself, and I decided, well, it's not worth my argument anymore, and forfeited my license and paid the fine. But I figured it was my mistake because I got in that car and I drove. But I don't believe that it should be criminalized, you know, felonies the first time. Second, third, fourth, and fifth times, yes, felonies. But
not a felony, but what about a misdemeanor?
I'll take a misdemeanor on that, you know, if that was it, you know.
Well, but it's currently not a misdemeanor. It's not a crime at all.
Right, yes, I know that. But if that's how it's going to be, then, you know, let it be a misdemeanor. That there way it's not holding you back for getting a decent job down the road.
Well, here's the problem I have, Wayne. All right, and I just brought it up, and I want your thoughts on this, especially, and I'm still puzzled by your experience. But anyway,
okay.
Given your experience, should let's say we criminalize it, should someone whose first offense and they're at 0.28 be the same as someone who's at 0.09? Should that be the same first-time criminal offense?
No.
See, that's the problem that I have. I think we have to start getting into degrees on this. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, because I think there is a level of recklessness. You can be marginal and not be sure if you're over that 0.08. If you're that smashed, well, yeah, but you're too drunk to figure that out. It's 949.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.